Hey guys, this is Nick Chicane and you are listening to Ribble FM.
Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, your little oasis of calm and tranquility in a mad and stressful world. Now, I hope you've had a good week. Let me tell you, it's been hard to stay cool here in the UK. We have had the heat wave of heat waves. I was chatting to Andy, my producer, earlier, and I went and sat by the sea yesterday, and it was midsummer. Except it's not. It's probably going to rain tomorrow. I've never seen anything so weird. The pavement's been melting. There's crazy thunderstorms here in the UK. But I think it's going to get a little cooler over the weekend. And I'm busy out playing some shows, which we'll talk about in a bit. Been real busy, guys. I am absolutely hammer and tongs putting the 30 album to bed. Really, really excited about some of the music on there. And I'll be honest with you, I have never worked harder to produce something that I hope you're going to really like. It's a very personal album. I think I said to you before, it's not a greatest hits compilation. We've done that many, many times. It's we're calling it 30 because, hey, guess what? Been around a while. So I'm excited about that. What else have we been doing? We're heading up to Newark in Nottinghamshire today. I'm meant to be getting on a train. For Good Grief's Trance in the Woods event, where I'll be playing alongside Mario Picotto, Eddie Halliwell, Dave Pearce, Y-Track, Scott Bond, and Mr. Tall Paul, who is back after his little accident. I think he broke his hip, actually, bless him. Before all that, we got some music to play you. Now, a bit of a looking back week this week, guys. Very little promos came through because we had the bank holiday and stuff. So we got some stuff from Ben Boma, Luttrell, Saint Etienne, Natalie Imbruglia, Dido, myself, and many more. A looking back show, really. We've got soundtrack selection from a 2015 Chris Hemsworth movie. But first up is one of my inspirations. There is actually echoes of this track in one of the tracks I'm working on, actually, for the new album. This is, of course, the pioneer of pioneers, French electronic musician, composer Jean-Michel Jarre. This came out in December 1978. Remember that, 1978. It was a top 20 album in the UK. This is Equinox Part 1.
Thank you. is Chicane.
Sunset Nation. Sorrow.
second to hide the silver lining. But always on my mind, above the stormy sky, the sun is always dying.
Okay, that was the Beatles version from my album's Trampolines. That was The Sun Will Come Again, or in this case, the sun needs to go away for a while. I think we shouldn't be calling it. And of course, you can listen to that on Spotify, Apple Music, and all the other usual places. Actually, go and download it. Download it. Don't stream it. Buy it. Also played you Sunset's Fine Bit, Ben Bomer, with a massive tune called Martin, named after German composer Martin Kolstad, because Ben Bomer heard one of his pieces of music being played on a piano in a pub and decided to do his own version of it. Sounds very much like me and Jean-Michel Jarre. I ran past a tent on a campsite when I was 12, and Jean-Michel Jarre was spewing out of the tent, and that's how I got into music. Strange how these things happen. Now, it's time for this week's soundtrack selection. A chance for one of our Sunsets family from around the world, new and old, to call our special voicemail line and request a piece of music that they've heard in the background of a film, on a TV show, a computer game or advert. We are heading down under to hear this week's guest, and summer feels like it's finally kicking off here in the Northern Hemisphere. The Aussies are heading into autumn, which is really bizarre. I was there in February for summer. It's not summer in February. Take it away, and I'm waffling. Take it away, Brad, all the way down in Australia.
Yeah, g'day, Nick. It's Brad, all the way from Australia. I've just ring up with a soundtrack selection. The one I'm thinking of is called The White Whale Chant, and it's from a modern adaptation of Moby Dick by Melville, and it's a beautiful chant with lovely vocals, and it's quite stirring. Anyway, I hope you appreciate it, and thanks for all you've been doing. I've been listening to you from the beginning, man, so keep up the good work. Thanks so much. See ya.
Become part of the Sunset Nation at chicanemusic.com/sunset.
is one of mine. That was Come Back. Of course, it was me mucking about with Paul Young, an early 80s record. That was part of the Giants album. Before that, it actually wasn't part of the Giants album. It was part of the Giants album. That version was part of the Greatest Misses album that we did for all the records which were a miss and should have been a hit. Before that, you heard Day Glow by Luttrell. We love that. Ah, and also, wow, Saint Etienne, Only Love Can Break Your Heart. And Promises by The Presets, remixed by Nils Fram. You also heard this week's sound selection, chosen by Brad in Australia, and it comes from the 2015 film In the Heart of the Sea, which I'm not seen, but it's got an all-star cast. Chris Hemsworth, Cillian Murphy, and Tom Holland. The score for the movie was written by a Spanish composer called Roque Banos, who did the music for movies like Sexy Beast and Old Boy. And that piece was called The White Whale Child. If you're watching a series on Netflix or Amazon or iPlayer at the moment and you come across something in the background and you're trying to find out what it is, you can always use Shazam on your phone, note it down, and then give us a call. And call my voicemail line, introduce yourselves, tell us where you are, why you are, who you are, why you are, what you like to hear and why. I've gone off-piste. Get this number, save in your phone for inspiration, and if you want to get on the show, the number to call is +44 800 7765 112. Right, next up, something you don't normally hear. I'm sure I've played it on the show before. Alternative pop record from Natalie Imbruglia in 1998. And this, I remember my ears pricking up when I heard this, because it's a really beautiful piece of music.
Sunsets. Sunsets. Sun in my eyes and the gold coast shining and the girl with the braids in her hair. air. Steady breeze, and oh, I was falling out farther anywhere. The sky turned gray and the flash flood warning. She smiled and she took my hand. She kissed my lips and the rain came pouring, swore I heard a marching band.
Order, the wonderful The Midnight. Haven't played it for a long time. We Move Forward from 2014. Still got a soft spot for that. Chicane and the Mannequin, All This Time Alone. Cervantes with Never Ending Circles from their 2015 album, Every Eye Open. In terms of new music this week, people, Spotify and Universal Music have been receiving a bit of a backlash after launching a new premium feature that allows users to remix their favourite artist's track using AI. Right. This new feature will allow fans to create AI-driven licensed covers and remixes using artists' work, which some people have said is devaluing music even further and diminishing people's life's work. Spotify's CEO argued that the use of AI is controlled and will pay back the artists, adding he wants Spotify to be the one that's legal when it comes to AI features. Crikey, what do we think about this? What do we think about this? So what's happening here, technically, guys? So when you have a track on Spotify, it's a two-track, which means it's left and right audio, okay? Now, AI is able to separate the vocals, the drums, and maybe the strings, and some of the bass. Maybe 4 to 5 separate stems, as they would be called. I certainly wouldn't be happy if that happened to me, because there's an element of magic that goes into the production of these things. You're not supposed to be looking underneath the covers and seeing how Chris Martin or Brian Eno and Bono made the tracks. And It feels like a partial invasion of privacy, if that's the right word. I'm not sure what to say about this. And then there's the whole fact that someone's going to take the bits that they want and turn it into some clam jam through of an idea that they thought was really good. And the next minute, we've got 800 versions of Where the Streets Have No Name from U2, which sound a bit gash. Anyway, moving forward, talking of my tracks, here's something from 2018. I can't believe this is 8 years old already. Features the wonderful Rosalie O'Connor, who will be singing with me at the 30 years celebration gig at the Royal Festival Hall. This we did for the Place You Can't Remember, the Place You Can't Forget album. And this is of course, Nirvana. Should have been a hit record. Let me know what you think.
We'll be right back.
that was, of course, Dido. If you want her full name, you ready? Oh, dear. Dido Florian Claude Bonneville O'Malley Armstrong, sister of Faithless founder member Rollo, who also has an equally interesting surname. One of the most successful British artists in the late 90s and 2000s. In fact, I saw a picture of her not long ago outside a... I think she was outside a 737, and it was during the campaign for her album, and she had Dido painted on the side of a massive jet. You know you've made it when you got your name on an airplane. You see, her first album sold 23 million copies, and I imagine we were selling them, not streaming. She still has two of the biggest selling albums in the UK chart history. You don't hear much of her these days. But I imagine, a bit like Enya, she only really has to work when she wants to. And that, of course, was Give You Up, and that was Mark Knight on the mix there. That's pretty much all we've got time for this week, people. Thank you so much for listening to Sunsets. Keep in touch through Facebook at Chicane Music and Instagram, TikTok, X, and Nick Chicane. You can listen again to all the previous episodes. Sorry about that. I've been drinking fizzy pop. On Mixcloud, your favourite podcaster. Keeping it real here, people. I'm not going to edit that out. I apologise. I've totally lost my way. A huge thanks again to support people. Listen, who do you give your love to? It's got a lot of love. And you might hear it if you're out and about this weekend. We are in Nottingham and Coventry this weekend, people. If you're not had a chance to listen to the new single, you can go and get it on Spotify, Apple, and all the usual places. Please don't hesitate to get in touch and let me know what you think. And also, I said from the start, if you're lucky enough to be going to Trance in the Woods today, I shall see you in Newark for my set down there. Going to finish something off that you might hear at the weekend. I've been playing this all since I got back from Australia. This is the Jerome Ismay version of Give Me Love from Alcatraz. This is one of my big tunes at the moment. Guys, if you ask to see you out there, I'll see you next week. I'm just saying that's all wrong. I don't know why I said that. I'm going to go bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm going. Bye-bye. Give me.